Following program is intended for mature audiences only. If you are under 21 or easily offended, get the fuck out of here. Over 120,000 downloads.
Jesus Christ!
Listeners from around the world.
And now if it was like 15 inches, we'd be like, bring it on.
Captivating interviews.
All around badass goddess, Miss Ginger Lynn Allen.
Best introduction I've ever had.
And explicit content.
Oh, that's in the...
This is Midwest Menage a Trois.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever the hell time you're listening to us. Welcome to Midwest Menage a Trois. I am JD and I am here with my one love, yaman, wife, Carmen.
What the fuck?
Dude, I'm going total Jamaican.
You are, but you're wearing a St. Patrick's shirt.
So we got a little conflicting shit going on here tonight. Because we have some good friends in the studio, but it's literally the day before St. Patrick's Day. And I only get to wear this shirt one time a year, so I had to wear it. But we're also talking about our trip to Jamaica, man.
But I haven't done what your shirt says.
You have not pat my crotch.
Not yet.
Hang on. Boop, boop. Got a little pee-pee touch. It's all good.
Pee-pee touch.
Welcome to the studio, Cherry Pie Couple, guys. Whoop,
whoop. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm good. We're going to say this is kind of a redo.
Yeah.
You still haven't listened to it, though.
I know. It's pretty fucked up. So we actually did a show when Carmen was doing her travels and not here, and Cherry Pie Couple came over to cheer me up. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. And we did a show because we got drunk as hell and said, hey, let's go do a show. The show was no bueno.
Well, and so we were going to do, I think we mentioned this on a show, we were going to do where I was listening to it and giving my commentary as you guys were talking. However, I thought about it and I'm like, oh, I would be like stepping all over it and it would be confusing as shit for the listeners. How are we going to do this? So we're doing a redo.
Redo.
Hi.
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 We just get our friends back.
Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit tonight about Jamaica Mon, which is why I did my intro.
Yeah. What love?
Because we're going to Haiti.
Yeah, Mon.
You are so not Jamaican. You are not black enough for that.
Dude, I am as white as they come. So.
You are. And it shows.
I know. But, yes, we are all going to hedonism together. It's actually us four and another couple. And it's not a takeover.
No.
No.
No. Because, actually, Cherry Pie Couple was supposed to go with us to Dominican. And I called that a takeover, and Carmen says I got the resort shut down. So
you did, dick.
We won't talk about that anymore.
All your fault.
So we wanted to bring you guys in and talk to you a little bit about Jamaica. Obviously, hedonism too. It's a legendary resort at this point. It's been around for 30 years, I think.
God, forever.
It's been there forever, and it's we've never been there, so we're kind of hesitant. But you guys have never actually been to any kind of lifestyle resort.
No.
Outside of the States. You've been to Sonora and you've been to some of that stuff, but you've never been outside of the States to an actual lifestyle resort.
You've never been outside of the States, period.
Correct.
Correct.
No.
So we are going to be...
What?
You were close.
Well, I was by Canada.
Well, Canada. Canada doesn't count.
Canada. We're going to kind of take you
Did
under
they
our
have little
travel wing.
Heads?
Yes.
Sorry.
Our travel wing. By the way, here soon, we can do it now. We need to enter our passports into our travel.
Oh.
So I'm going to do it first, and I'll tell you, because we have to fill out forms.
And
okay. Oh, that's
immigration
right.
Forms and all that.
Immigration forms. So I'll do it first. I'll be the guinea pig, because we've never been to Jamaica. This is our first time to Jamaica.
It is, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We've been to several other countries, but I can't imagine Jamaica's much worse.
I can't imagine. I mean, so I'll guide you through.
Yeah, we'll get you.
Sweet.
So how are you guys feeling? I mean, you're going to a lifestyle resort, which is not your normal everyday resort. There is a strict nude side and a prude. They call it the prude side. I hate that word because I think it's more of a clothing optional side.
Yeah.
But
let's face it, the nude side is like minuscule.
It is tiny. It is when you look at the resort layout, it's very small. It's a pool and a beach, basically. But that's where the party happens during the day. So
yeah.
How are you guys feeling? I mean, are you anxious? Are you excited? Are you all the above? What's going on?
All of the above. Anxious, nervous. I mean, just the whole trip in general. I've never been out of the country, so I don't know how all that works. So I'm just gonna kind of follow you guys.
I got you, buddy.
Wearing my Crocs.
No, I'm sorry. As soon as you put Crocs in Jamaican soil, they're gonna kick you out. No. They're gonna say access denied. Footwear. That's going to be stamped on your passport.
I'll bring
He only wants those so that it's easy to get through the airport.
Well, yeah, but hey, dudes are just as easy. Come on.
I'll bring the dudes.
All right.
And my Crocs.
They're not comfortable to walk in. We found out that when we were down in Key West.
Yes.
You hated that.
So let's talk first about international travel. Yes. I mean, what are your concerns or expectations or what do you...
I guess just the unknown for me.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, I've literally only flown like 3 or 4 times ever. So, yeah, just the unknown. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you, ignore him. Okay. Ignore JD.
What the hell?
His anxiety is like through the roof during travel.
Great.
Point of order. When we were in Rome and we got off the cruise ship, Carmen is freaking out to no end about our ride when we got off the cruise ship because we stayed extra days in Rome. Where's our ride to get to the hotel?
They were late.
They were, okay, you started freaking out 10 minutes before they were due and continued 10 minutes after. They were 10 minutes late.
They were late.
But, yeah. That's
and who fun. Was the cool and calm and collected one?
Okay, one time out of 100. So ignore him and
she
follow me.
She talks about my anxiety. Okay.
Follow me.
I will.
Because he's going to be like, fucking lines, fucking lines, fucking lines.
So my deal is...
And it's going to be that voice.
It will
so
be.
You know.
Yeah. My deal is I could care less when we're at O'Hare, when we're getting on the plane, all that shit bothers the shit out of me. Get out of my way. But when we get to Jamaica, I could care less.
You do relax once we get to our destination.
If
our
ride's late, who the fuck cares? I'm already in Jamaica. Yeah, man. Give me a fucking red stripe. I'm good.
You do calm down once the wheels touch down. It's the pre. Like, once we're in that country, he calms down.
Yes. But it's not anxiety of getting there. It's anxiety of the people that piss me off.
Exactly. So, feed me. Like, feed my energy, not his.
I don't know why this sounds
I'm
so
actually...
You getting that? Getting
no.
Echo?
No.
Okay.
I can only hear you out of this side.
All right. Keep going.
I'm not nervous about the travel part because I feel like you guys have traveled enough that, like, you got this. No matter what's coming at us, like, we're okay. It's more of the unknown of being in a different country and, like, simple things, you know, like, paying for things or finding your way around. Like
Apple Pay.
Just normal. I don't use Apple Pay.
Oh, I
You guys have Apple Pay?
He does. Yep,
I do.
Okay. So just double tap when you get up to the machine and go boop. Goes right to your credit card. You're good.
No boop.
No boop.
Yep. Okay. It goes.
Just saying.
One of these days, you're going to say yes to the boop.
No boop.
Yeah. Oh my God. No, it does the whole dial-up thing. You're good. Apple Pay. Yeah. Credit cards.
I'm not worried about that.
So no funds transfers.
So that kind of stuff. Yeah, we're good with. We're going to guide you guys, and we've been out of the country numerous times, so we know what we're doing, kind of. How did it... You actually messaged me at some point and said, Jamaica's on a threat level 3
yeah.
do not travel to list. Should I be concerned?
Nope.
So what I told you was, no, don't worry about it, because I'm pretty sure every single time we've been to Mexico, it's on a threat level 3 or 4. God.
Yeah, I looked it up after that. Like,
yeah.
Pretty much travel outside the U.S. is at some sort of elevated level.
Right.
I'm not too worried about it.
As long as you stay on the resort, and not even as long as you're going from point A to point B to from one tourist place to another tourist place, these countries recognize this is their livelihood.
Yeah.
They know that this is their thing.
At the same time, we have done some...
We've done some sketchy shit.
We've done some excursions in foreign countries that weren't entirely safe.
We've done some sketchy shit.
So you do have to be careful. You have to be cognizant. Even we went to Rome, and you had to be very careful. Rome is the like number one destination for pickpockets.
Oh yeah, like my purse was in front of me, yeah. Zipped. Like his wallet went in my purse, and it was like hanging by my crotch because I'm like, bitch, I will punch you if you reach towards my crotch. Like, so it was all very. We were cognizant of that.
Yeah.
If you're doing an excursion, you're not going to get shit-faced before the excursion. You're not going to get shit-faced on the excursion. Mm. And okay,
saying, one I'm not going to say that's never happened because it has.
Okay, so one person of your couple or your group stays sober.
We've been on that catamaran down in Mexico where we've both been fucked up.
No, I was pretty fucking sober. I was sober. So one person of the group stays sober. So, and if that has to be Mom Carmen will be sober.
I honestly think, though, if you're cognizant of it and you stick to safe excursions, you know, through the resort, they're offered from yes. the resort, and everything's taken care of by them, it's okay.
It is okay. And that's like the one, the cruise that he was talking about, the catamaran. If we got a little tipsy, it's owned by Desire.
Yeah, that was a very specific.
And so, like, they don't want a member to fall overboard and
that
and die.
Be bad.
Interestingly enough, we're going to Jamaica this time. I don't know how the cartels are in Jamaica.
I'm really excited.
We don't have
about
the car. You know, the cartel was a big concern in Mexico.
Yeah. So here's the thing. We talked a little bit like concerns. Mm-hmm. What are you the most excited about?
Oh yeah.
So like, hang on, Mr. Cherry Pie.
Yes.
Let's go with you first. What's your what are you the most excited about?
The most excited about, just being out of the country, in Jamaica. Like, I'm ecstatic. I can't wait. The food, the atmosphere. It's like all a mystery to me. I just want to find out what that's like. And
so I will actually expand on that a little. I am really excited about our first night because we are not staying at Hedonism.
Right.
We're
yeah.
staying at another resort in Montego Bay. And okay, yeah, Hedonism's awesome. But you and I, Carmen, have been to the Swingers Resorts. We know what they're all about. We know how it's going to go when we get to Hedonism. We're pretty much familiar. But that first night in Montego Bay, I'm like, oh, now we're in Jamaica. And it's a vanilla resort, which, okay, yeah, if we want to have fun, we'll go back to our room. But
right.
But we get to experience all the different foods and beverages and the culture. I'm kind of looking forward to that very first night.
And we're going to be there early enough in the day that we can go and wander Montego. Syllabus.
Maybe.
Question. Mrs. Cherry Pie, what are you the most excited about?
I think I'm super excited about everything that's going to be new. Like, all of
and
the,
seeing the JD flight. Naked. Okay, sorry.
Well, I mean, yeah. Hello. Obviously, that was on the list. But just checking everything out that's going to be new, like all the sights and the sounds and like the art side of things and the beautiful waters and the oceans and everything and different foods. We were talking about that earlier. Like just all of it as a whole, just the whole experience of being somewhere new. That's what I always love about traveling is just the experience of something new, because there's different tastes to their food, there's different sounds to their music, there's different atmospheres to the people that you're around. Like all of it is very new, and that's what I love, is just all of the newness. Just
that's awesome.
Everything's exciting and fresh, and you'll never forget it.
No.
You mentioned the music. I cannot wait to hear steel drums.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Like to hear it live.
I forgot about it.
We get to do karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
They have karaoke.
They have the piano guy.
Piano bar, yeah.
But they actually have, like, I think, like, real karaoke, too.
We're totally doing that. We have to. Yeah. How could we go to another country that has the option of doing karaoke and not sing? Because, hello, poolside, like, we have to.
Right?
Like, can I put, like, a dick on and do Elvis?
Well, you don't need a dick.
I don't think you need a dick, honey.
But, I mean, I think I need to wear a strap-on for it.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, we all have them.
I do have them.
And mine's flammable.
I still don't understand why your strap-on is flammable. That is like some weird-ass shit, why it's labeled as flammable.
It's the batteries, apparently.
Mine doesn't have batteries.
So, yes.
I didn't order it.
There you go. That's actually a good fucking talking point. When you're going internationally traveling, and you pack your bags, what are you guys bringing for toys? Because they're going to inspect that shit.
I didn't even think about toys. Actually.
Whatever you do, and if it's a vibrator, it goes in your carry-on.
Yes.
It has to go in your carry-on.
Because of the batteries.
Because of the battery. If it's a regular dildo, please pack it in your check bag.
I wasn't even thinking about taking any toys with, actually.
Oh, shit. We always take some toys. Usually, Carmen will take a flogger.
I'll take a flogger.
Yeah.
I'll take a flogger or two. This trip, I will probably take my strap on.
Yeah, take the strap on and take the boa, right?
Yeah. Well, I'll take the boa. Yeah. I'll take a couple floggers.
Yeah, take the boa because everybody always wants to see that.
So, and here's the thing, because we're going with three, we can divide and conquer. We can divide and conquer.
Well, yeah, but you got three couples, so you need at least three strap-ons, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. So, yeah, I'll do something like that. Then, of course, and everybody, ladies, I will give you all, because I ordered a fucking 1,000 of them, I'll give you purse loop. Everybody gets purse loop.
So you guys laugh, but that's actually a real thing. When you're going to these resorts and you're down on the dance floor and you're having fun, you hook up with a couple and you're like, hey, let's go do it.
You don't have condoms and you don't have loops.
If we're going back to their room, you don't know what they have.
Right.
They may not have lube. Carmen had bought this 3,000 packs of purse lube. It's a little individual pack. It looks like a ketchup packet.
It does.
Lube. I'm like, that's genius.
Yeah, because seriously, like some people's lube may not be compatible with my chemistry. So try it out.
Yeah.
See if it works for your chemistry. Purse lube.
And you literally bought it for these kind of situations because you have your little clutch purse. What's going to fit in there? You're not going to put the whole bottle of H2O in there. So.
Right, because...
Which I can't even find.
H2O?
Yeah.
Amazon.
No.
I'll send you a link. I'll send you a link because we need another bottle.
Yeah. Well, no, I was like trying to buy it in person and I was like,
nah.
Why the hell don't they have this? Because you said it was so good. And I'm like,
no. Yeah.
Nope. I buy it on Amazon. And we have two bottles. We have a regular size, and then we have the industrial pump size.
The pump, yes.
You got the pump size. And I actually bought it to fill the smaller bottle.
I actually hooked it up to the diesel generator. And
yeah. Shut up. Nice. But, you know, when you were like, oh, well, it's just you and me, and you just reach over and you go, ear, and it, oh, look, there's lube in my hand.
You need those automatic dispensers.
I do. I need like the.
Do that again.
Yeah,
it's kind of turning me on.
But you need just like the soap dispenser over the bed that you just go. It's like the automatic soap dispenser. Can you make this shit foaming? I got foaming lube. Over the bed. It hooks to the headboard.
Wait, my phone, but I seriously think we can make this happen.
Wait, it has to hide in the headboard so that if you have regular family or friends that are in your room, like, they don't see it.
Nah. It's hand sanitizer. We're afraid of 2020 COVID shit. We sanitize before we go to bed. It's all good.
So, when you think of desire, Carmen.
I'm sad. What? Huh? Nobody asked me what I was looking forward to.
I was getting ready to.
What the hell are you looking forward to besides JD naked?
Oh, yeah.
No, you see that every day.
I don't.
We're going snorkeling.
Yes! I can go snorkeling every day. I can learn to scuba dive.
So when you guys see the headline that a stingray slapped some woman in the Jamaican... See?
Naked woman.
It's me. It's okay. I will take a stingray bitch slap.
Honestly, she would be fine.
I will. If the stingray is going to be like, titty slap.
I'm telling you what, when we went down to Key West, what was the name of that place? The little nature place we went to that you could like pet the stingrays and everything.
I don't know. We'll just call it the nature place.
Anyways, those things are so damn cute because they come up on the thing and they look like they have a big ass grin and everything. They're so damn cute.
So I'm going to seriously go every day until I see a sea turtle. Every day. I'm going.
Apparently, all you have to do is walk around with this one because he'll. Yeah. Uh-huh. Almost get you arrested finding sea turtles.
Okay.
I was on a mission.
So we're gonna go snorkeling every day.
Every.
Until we see a sea turtle.
Every day.
So I have no idea because I have not researched, but sea turtles have a very specific migratory pattern.
But apparently in Jamaica, they're there all the time.
Okay.
Really?
Apparently. We're going to see... In a grill.
We're going to see
a turtle.
Is it
going
to be like the roosters?
What?
They were everywhere.
Florida.
Yeah. A lot of cocks in Florida.
Yeah. Okay. So continue on with your thought now that I've told you what I'm excited about.
What is JD excited about?
Yeah.
Honestly, I am excited. And this is... My business sense, I'm so excited to find a resort. I'm hoping and praying that it blows desire out of the water.
Just because you're pissed at them.
I am. I'm so fucking pissed off at desire right now.
It was a really dick move what they did.
It was. And not just that. It was.
Our friends still haven't gotten their refunds.
They have been a dick for years. When they opened that place, it was shit. When they closed it, it was shit. Everybody that's been a Premier member has had problems. I hope it's better. I really do. That's my true hope. And I love absolutely love experiencing new places. So Jamaica is someplace I've never been. I want to experience the food. I want to experience the culture. I want to see what Jamaica has to offer.
And he already said he wants to experience steel drums.
Yes, steel drums.
Yeah.
And I mean, if we go to Bouquet and I have to if I have to eat lobster, I'm going to eat fucking lobster.
You like lobster.
I'm eating chicken.
Well, yeah, when it's doused in butter.
Yeah, you like lobster. You're okay with bugs.
Doused in butter.
Our granddaughter calls them bugs.
Bugs.
Lobsters? Yeah.
So Bouquet is it's an island just off of Hedonism, but it's not owned by Hedonism. It's a Jamaican island where there's a guy out there that just grills. That's all he does. He grills seafood and he grills chicken. And so you can take excursions out there and go see him.
But you can't be naked. And no. It's okay.
Yeah. But you go experience.
We don't need to be naked on everything.
No, you got to experience Jamaica.
Yeah.
Yaman.
Yaman. Yaman. Okay. So.
And now we need to go watch Cocktail.
Oh, yeah, because that was Jamaica.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Remember, they could earn all their money down in Jamaica. No, when he said that we can go earn all our money in Jamaica in one season.
Yeah, and they did.
Seen it in a long time.
Yeah, so.
And give money to Scientology. Don't kill me. Sorry, Scientology.
Oh, my God, now they're going to come to our house.
How did we die?
Pretty sure they get all the royalties from. I'm going to hell. I know.
Shush. So I don't want to meet our house.
Montego Bay. That's what, an hour and a half or so from Negril?
Yep. Yes. So our transport picks us up at 9 a.m.
Okay.
And then we take the trip down to Montego Bay. We'll be there 10:30, 11 o'clock. Be there before lunch. Have some lunch. Naked in the pool by noon.
Sweet.
So the night that we get there, though.
Yeah.
Get wet.
How much time are we going to have between when we get there?
Well, our flight's on time.
you have to say where. Like Montego?
Yes, Montego Bay.
Or
when we fly in.
Like from when we leave here and we land there, from the time that we land there in the other country.
We land at about 2 p.m.
Okay, so. We have quite a bit of time.
All right, so for the listeners, let's categorize this. We go to Chicago on Thursday night. Carmen is going to get fucked up as all hell on old fashions.
No, I am not.
And we're going to have a sleepover.
We fly out Friday morning.
Yes, because we're sharing a room.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then we all fly out Friday morning. We're going to land in Montego Bay early afternoon.
About 2.
Yeah. And the other couple, they're going to land about the same time.
2:30-ish.
And then we're all going to take, the four of us are taking a transport to this resort. We actually booked an all-inclusive family resort. Sorry. <Yeah. laughs> Kind of hurt to say that.
Did you vomit a little?
I saw
a little bit. Yeah.
It was a little painful.
So the six of us are going to be at this all-inclusive family resort for one night. And then we're going to go to Hedonism the next morning.
Right. So that day, and the resort is kind of close to a beach. So we can go to a beach. We can go downtown Montego Bay. We can just hang at the resort because our drinks are free.
Oh. Our food.
Our food is free. Like we can do just things there at the resort that's right by the beach.
Yeah.
So
the vanilla resort.
Yes. The vanilla resort. Who cares?
No, I just.
One day we can go and explore and do whatever we want to do. We did not book a transport together with the other couple because they are flying from out of our area.
Place, yeah.
Different place. If they get a delay, we didn't want to be stuck at the airport waiting on them.
Right.
So they're just going to meet us at the other hotel. Oh. And then we're all transferring together
from there,
from the vanilla resort in the morning down to Montego. And then when we turn around, we're all going together, even though they're at a later flight.
Just a fair warning, at the vanilla resort, I'm going to be obnoxious as fuck.
And I'm going to walk away from
head
it.
To toe pineapples going, yay, how you doing?
Yeah, and I'm going to walk away
from it. I'm sure they're used to it.
Going to meet everybody there.
Mm-hmm.
Literally for the last few years, everywhere that we go, anyone that has anything on that's pineapple or even sometimes flamingos.
Yeah.
They're starting to figure out the flamingos thing. But anybody that has pineapples on anything, especially if it's upside down, they're like, the vanillas will go, I know what that means. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, no, you don't.
Exactly. Like, you don't really know. You think you know.
That was one of my favorite stories ever. We went to a Room 77 takeover in Mexico, and it was only 5 days, so we wanted to go down early. We went to a vanilla resort for 2 days, and we fucking had a good time. We were sitting there. And
last day.
This dude, head to toe flamingo. He had a flamingo shirt, flamingo shorts. He walks up to me and goes, you know, you have to be careful wearing pineapples. Like, no, I don't.
And then we had a great time in the pool after.
Oh, my God. We had a fantastic time. They're like, oh, my God, meet these people because they have pineapples, too. And it just, it went out of whack from there.
Yeah.
It was fun.
So, anything else to touch on for Jamaica?
I'm trying to think. There's nothing really. I mean, it is the first time you do it outside of the country. Travel is crazy. You're going to be anxious. You're going to be overwhelmed. But once you do it, you're like, oh, it wasn't really a big deal.
Nah, our first time we did it by ourselves.
Yeah.
I have a different question.
Yeah.
So, how is it, like, you meet all these cool people, and you're connecting and, you know, socializing with everybody and, mm-hmm. you know, maybe hooking up, I don't know, whatever the case may be. But how is it once you leave the resort? Like, they were really awesome people and you want to stay connected with them. Do you stay connected with them?
Yep.
So, you know what I mean? Like, what's the aftermath of it? Like, am I going to be let down that, like, I met these really cool people
and
we totally want to hang out with them again? And
so
you know? The
really cool thing is, and we have experienced this now 4 or 5 times, if you meet a couple that you super connect with, you're going to stay connected. I mean, look at us. We've been to Florida to visit a couple we met on the Bliss cruise.
They've been to our house.
Another couple, we've been to Chicago and they've come to our house. We've met them on one of these vacations. Another couple, we met them, they've been to our house. We've been on these vacations.
That makes me feel better because you're thinking like you're going to meet these awesome people and you're totally going to connect and you're having a great time and stuff. And then talk to him again. So I was hoping that wasn't the case.
The very cool thing is you might find yourself going, hey, let's go to Denver in February because we have these cool people that we want to hang out with. You never know.
Or you may end up being like, hey, we're going to do a yearly trip to Hito and everybody comes at this time. And that's how a lot of people are for the Bliss Cruise. They all plan to go to the Bliss Cruise.
Well,
at the
even
same time.
Desire. A lot of
Desire.
People go to Desire the exact same week or every year because they know the people that are going to be there. Everybody
or they
congregates.
Plan it all together.
Yeah.
Hey, you're all across the country. We're all going to meet here at this place at this time. Let's plan it together. So you end up being like Facebook Messenger friends and whatever together.
I'll give you a great example. We met this awesome couple on the cruise. And we have never played with them.
Nope. Damn it.
And they're from Kentucky. I mean, so 11 hours from us. But we have had dinner with him because he's been in Rockford. Yeah, he's had a layover in Rockford. We go, I shouldn't say Rockford. Eh, fuck it. But we've gone and had dinner with him. We've talked. We keep in contact with him. You know, so, and they're invited to various events at our house. So eventually, someday, we're going to meet up with them again. And Carmen will get what she wants.
I want them both.
I was going to say, I, shouldn't say that because his wife is fucking hot.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like we want to connect with them and we keep in contact. So yeah. If you, and even there's another couple in Florida, we never played with them on the Bliss Cruise. They're invited to our event.
Yeah.
They're invited.
Yeah.
Love them to death. We're well, Facebook friends.
Look at Indiana or yeah. Ohio. We met them in at a takeover in Mexico, and we have talked to them for now, what, 3 years?
Yeah.
2 years? And
Indiana.
We just, every time they're going on a trip, they're like, hey, we're going on this trip. Do you guys want to come?
And we're like, fuck.
We're like, yeah, we're going on this trip. You guys want to come? You know, it's just, and eventually it will work out. It will. So,
and we never got to play with them because Mother Nature hit both of us at the same time on the same trip.
She's a major bitch.
She fucking sucks.
Yeah, she does.
And so, but we all connected.
To answer your question, no, it's not a huge letdown. It's no different than any other lifestyle event. You are probably going to make some friends that are going to be your lifelong friends. Now, do you get to see them every weekend? No, because they live across the country. But are you going to see them again? You fucking yep. betcha.
And when you do, it makes that time all the more sweeter.
You know, that is the funny thing, because we know so many people in this that we so connect with. Like, literally everything. Like, all your crazy quirks and everything, that everybody looks at you like you're nuts and stuff like that. Like, they're right on track with you. They're answering, you know, finishing the last of your sentences and stuff like that. And they're right there jumping in when you're going off the rails. But it's nice to know that you have people all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Know?
But it's great when you can connect with them and you can make those reconnects.
You can continue the connection.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't a one-time thing. Because,
And that's, it also expands your travel options, I guess. Right now,
we can
go
to Vegas.
Because of our travel experience, we can go to Vegas, we can go to Florida, we can go to Kentucky, we can go to, actually, probably Nebraska.
Right, we can go anywhere.
There
Michigan.
Are,
yeah.
Michigan, we can go a lot of different
places.
Can I
go to Michigan in the summer?
And we would have a lot of fun.
I'm saying.
Yeah. By the way, I have one final question for you.
Me?
Yes, you.
Uh-oh.
Have you researched the shoe situation?
No.
Like, what are the sidewalks like at Hito?
Mrs.
I have
Cherry
not,
Pie
but...
has a shoe fetish.
A fucking shoe fetish. And the beautiful thing is, we wear the same size shoes, so we can share shoes.
Yes.
We can, like, plan our shit.
I have a gigantor shoe collection.
Yes, you do. But have you researched? Because when we're at Desire, you like, heels are really not a thing.
I actually had kind of already given up hope and just thought that I'm probably just taking some really sparkly flip-flops or something.
Wedge, no, we're going to have to research
wedges,
that.
I don't
want to
break
flats.
An ankle and shit.
We're going to research that because I do have some amazing stilettos that need to come with.
I'm telling you, I got tons of really
I know.
Fucking
we need,
cool
so,
but.
Listeners, by the way, listeners, if you've been to Hito are the and you've been to Desire,
can you wear
stilettos? Are the walkways and pathways smooth so we won't break an ankle, or are they Desire where we're going to break an ankle?
Please
tell me
us.
Your output.
So I'll kill those two mics right now, and Mr. Cherry Pie.
Yes, sir.
Are you going to wear
so I
or
will
not
say that I know from experience at Desire, if they get a little too intoxicated.
Mm-hmm.
You will end up sitting on a park bench taking off her shoes because she can't walk on the fucking cobblestones. And then carrying said shoes back to the room.
Hey, I carried my own shoes.
I'm just saying. I'm just making sure you're aware of that.
I've seen high heels melt on asphalt.
That was some fucking bullshit.
I'm just saying Crocs are all terrain.
Hey, wait.
I have
my sparkly tennis shoes that I totally will go put on after dinner, but I need to know what shoes.
I already said I was planning on just going with sparkly flip-flops or something that, like, I know I'm safe. I can wear wherever. And
do you want to get
are
my
they gonna match my outfit? No, but at that point, I don't care. I just don't want to kill myself or break an ankle.
I will send you my link and we can have sparkly tennis shoes together. We'll have matching sparkling shoes.
All I know is I heard Mr. Cherry Pie say something about Crocs, so his mic is now off.
Bye-bye. Damn it. Fuck you. Oh, wait. Hang on.
Yes, ma'am.
If you're going to bring your Crocs.
Oh, I'm bringing my Crocs.
Are you going to bring your headlights?
Yes.
Wait. Spurs?
What?
Oh. No, he's got his little dangly balls hanging off the back. No spurs. He's wearing Crocs. It's got balls.
He has Croc spurs, though.
No, spurs are like manly. He actually, needs like. He needs like. What's worse? He needs bows on the back of his Crocs.
Crocs are manly.
No, in what fucking world?
Crocs are not manly. You need like bows or some shit.
What about the tail? What are they called? The fins? The
spoiler?
The spoiler.
Spoiler alert! He's wearing Crocs. You're not getting laid.
Well, I take them off for that.
All right. On the cracky, shitty ass note, let's go drink some
are
more
you
in
done?
The hot tub.
Time to go drink.
Right. Nope, hot tub time.
Guys, that is going to wrap up this edition of Midwest Menage a Trois. Thank you so much for joining us. If you'd like to reach out, we'd love to hear from you. It's MidwestThreesome@gmail.com. That's Midwest3@gmail.com. Or you can find us on Facebook under Midwest Menage a Trois. We're on SLS under Lake S Couple. What are you pointing?
I'm pointing to her to do my outro together.
Oh.
That's like my one. And you're taking fucking forever. So speed it up, sir.
I like to go slow.
So you get some.
I want a quickie.
Get a little of that rhythm going.
Give me Come a quickie here.
Oh. That is going to wrap it up. We'll be back next week with an all-new show. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you then.
Bye-bye.